K4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
KKI4DOS.
Well, I'm here. Doesn't mean I'm working, though. I'm on my wind down. How you doing, Gary?
Better, but I was doing worse, too, so I'm okay. Can't complain about anything. Joey's radiator in Joey's car started leaking around one of the fittings where the oil cooler goes in, and called a radiator shop, talked to them about it, and they said, well, the best thing to do is just replace the whole radiator. I called another radiator shop, and they told me the same thing, so I said, okay. And I said, have you got one in stock? And he asked me what the year, model, and car, and all that stuff was, and I told him. He said, yeah. I said, we got some. And he said, matter of fact, we got six. I said, well, put my name on one. I'm on my way to get it.
I was thinking that was going to go another way. I was thinking you got the brazing tools out and the brush and scrubbed it up and found the leak and cleaned it and brazed it and you're in business. No?
I would have had it been a metal tank. You can't do anything with it. You can't braze a plastic tank too well.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could risk epoxy on something like that, but because of the temperature change, constant temperature change, that probably wouldn't last any time at all. Yeah, I guess they're right. Better off just getting a new one.
I'm about just replacing the tank. They said, well, you got to have special tools. And I said, well, I'm not worried about that. I said, I've replaced the tank on my truck and hadn't had any more trouble out of it. And the guy said, well, you got lucky. I said, okay. And he said that don't normally, because of the way you have to take the tank off and put the new one back on with the new gaskets and all that stuff. He said a lot of times you can't get it tight enough to seal it real good and it'll leak. And I said, well, I guess I got lucky that time, but I'll just go ahead and bite the bullet and put a new radiator in. He said, well, he said, the good news about that is, he said, they've upgraded the radiator in that particular vehicle. He said, they've made it a little thicker, and he said, it cools a little better than the old one did. And I said, well, that makes more sense to do that, and then that way I won't have to worry about it for a good long while. And he said, exactly. So anyway, I'm on my way over to get a radiator. I don't want to do it today, but hopefully I can get it done before the rain comes in.
Well, that is good, because now you accomplished two things. You upgraded and you fixed the problem. Yeah, but you don't want to, I hear that rain's going to set in for a while. I was thinking it was going to be here yesterday. I was thinking it was going to be here Saturday, so I didn't go flying. I was thinking, okay, yesterday it was supposed to hit at 11 and not finish all day long. We didn't get a single drop over here. Anyway, I got to watch the wind get taken away from Denny Hamlin. I hated that. I hated the way that ended. But now I'm hearing there it's still coming. It's just not here yet. So don't do like me and put off doing what you want to do because you think it's going to rain.
I was watching the race, and then they got into the overtime deal. And then they had another bad wreck. And when they came back, they said that they had changed over to the NBC Sports Network, and I don't get it, so I don't even know who won that race.
AJ won the race. Well, actually, he didn't win the race. Actually, well, I guess you could say he won the race. He was given the race. AJ Allmendinger, whatever his last name is. Denny was in the lead for the third time on a restart with the two laps to go, and the first time he did that, he stayed in the lead, but they had that bad wreck you were talking about. Second time, same thing happened. It was a wreck. Third time, the guy behind him, what was his name? Chris Bristol or something like that. He cut across one of the grassy fields. So he was penalized, so he wasn't in it to win. And he went up there and He was second. He was behind Denny, and he wiped Denny out. He did the pit maneuver on him and wiped him out. And then he wiped out, too, because he wasn't going to win. And then AJ came through there and won the thing. But that was pretty bad. That was supposed to be Denny's first win this year. But it got taken away from him. But I think he's still in good point standing. So no harm, no foul. They had a talk afterwards. He went up to the guy. The guy was the rookie, the new guy that bumped him and that did the pit maneuver on him. He was a rookie, and he thought he was still in it. He said he thought he was still in it, but NASCAR doesn't think. NASCAR thinks he knew.
Jay Allmendinger. That's kind of hard to remember, but that's what his name is. Well, I hated that Denny didn't win that one. But, of course, I was watching it. I was pulling for Chase Elliott, and they got out there in front, him and, Larson. Yeah, they're teammates, and I was afraid they were going to wreck each other there for a while.
Yeah, they were racing like they weren't team. Well, I guess when they get out there on the field, teammates are no teammates, right? Unless there's no way you're winning and you can do some blocking for somebody. But when it's neck and neck, teammates don't matter, right?
Well, not. That's the way they were racing, but I hated it that Denny didn't win. They need to win this year. You know, I have a lot of, I don't know what the right word would be, but I don't like the segments. You know, they've changed it around to make racing like football or soccer or basketball or something, you know. You got different time periods and all this. I don't like that. You know, put them out there and may the best man win. You know, whoever's got the best equipment and does the best driving, but make it more interesting, I guess.
Well, I got to agree with you there. I liked it a whole lot better when it was Davey Allison and Richard Petty and those guys that were racing. And it's whoever crossed the finish line first won, and that's the end of that. I liked it a whole lot better that way.
I did, too. But, you know, things are changing, and we have to just go with the flow or get left behind, I guess. But I didn't get to see the end of the race. I'm glad at least I know who won now. Yeah, it's kind of disheartening that you're sitting there and you watch a race and they get to the last couple of laps and they change channels on you on the TV. And if you get them, that's great. If you don't, then you're just out of luck. So I guess I was out of luck on that one. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what the point standings do. Yeah, that's another thing I don't agree with completely, but that's okay too. That's me. You know, I'm like you know, whatever you bring, run, and whoever wins, good. And then whoever comes in second's the first loser. But that's the way it goes. KI4DOS Mobile.
That was Denny's teammate that said he didn't like getting second because second was the first loser. Well, the guy that runs for the M&M car, what's his name? Bush, not Kyle Bush, not Kirk Bush, but Kyle Bush. Yeah, I think he said that. And then after he came out and said that over the air, he was doing good up until that point. Then we said that over the air. He didn't win another one for a few years. That was bad luck for him. Anyway, I'm with you. I don't like the keeping score across multiple races either. The point standing, I don't like that. I just like it the old way, but like you said, keep up, lead, follow, or get out of the way. So yeah, I follow, even though I can grumble and complain about it, but I liked it a whole lot better. I guess when I was a kid, it meant a whole lot more to me. After you lose a couple of the drivers that you really, really pull for, it kind of takes the punch out of it. Anyway, I didn't know the channel changed. Amy was up pacing the floors because she couldn't stand it. Because she just wanted it to be over with. And I was just sitting there on the couch with Maggie, the dog. And they switched the channel, like you said, and I didn't know what was going on. They were playing golf all of a sudden. I thought that was a commercial. And Amy came over there real quick, and she says, no, you got to switch it over to this channel over here. And she had to hunt for it for a second, but she found it. I think it was, like you said, on a different network altogether. But we did find it, and we were there for a lot longer. It wasn't near being over yet. Still a whole lot of hurry up and wait and speedy dry and no speedy dry. So it was an exhausting race for everybody involved. W4DJW.
They changed it from NBC to NBCSN, or I believe it's the one that they changed it to. But, it is what it is. We will deal with it, whether we like it or not. But it was a little disheartening for me. Like I said, I was really enjoying the race, and then all of a sudden they went to their backup station. One of their HD deals, you know. instead of having NBC, they got three or four different NBCs now, and if you don't subscribe to all of them, then you're left in the dark. But that's okay. Like I said, you told me who won, so at least I know who won now. That's the main thing.
Yeah, well, I was kind of like that. I didn't know that they switched like that. When they switched to golf, it's like, who would want to watch paint dry or grass grow instead of a race? who would prefer that they switch it from race car to grass growing or paint drying? That's beyond me.
Yeah, but there again, you got to deal with it as it comes, I guess. But that's what I'm out and about doing. And what are you up to today?
So Steve and I were at the airfield, not this past weekend, but the weekend before past, and I was going to do one of those follow me things where you follow him through the air and film him from the sky, because it's a whole lot better view than when you're down on the ground and you try to film from the ground. But as we were climbing up and getting in position, I climbed through his flight path. And two objects can't occupy the same space at the same time. We proved that theory. That's correct. And it whacked off on one of the arms on my Mavic Mini. And it came in last Wednesday. And I put the new arm on. And it flies good, but I didn't have any Loctite to put the rotor blades back on. So Loctite came. I had some Loctite, but it's really old. And it wouldn't dry. I put it on a motor mount not too long ago, and I went back to check it a few days later, and it was still liquid. It didn't dry at all. So that stuff isn't any good. So I took the blade. I had the blades on there just to make sure that everything was still good and it was still flying. But then I took them off just a little while ago when I was putting them back on with Loctite. And you got to put just the tiniest amount of Loctite on. You don't want to get it on the axle. That'll really mess it up. But I just got finished with that. So I'm doing that while I'm winding down at work. I'm handing off all my responsibilities to the lead developer that was on my team. And they're sticking around and hanging around doing nothing until they need me. I'll be doing that till the 15th of next month, and then I'll be free. Free as a bird.
Great. I'm glad you'll be able to vacation and get a little time off for a change. That always seems to help matters.
Yeah, we're looking over the financials, and Amy wants me to keep working. So I did put in for some more. I put my resume out there and I am getting other pings and people wanting to set up interviews and stuff like that. But I'm going to try and time it so I can get a few weeks of vacation in. While I've been doing this wind down thing, I've been knocking out work. We emptied out the storage building. We separated what went to Goodwill from what went to the attic, from what went to the dump. I got a couple more trips to the dump and one more trip to Goodwill, and I think that'll all be taken care of. So I'm knocking out some work while I'm getting this done. I haven't had a break like this in 50 years, Gary. This is my first pause since I was 14 years old.
I'll tell you what, it's overdue then, I would say. But I hope everything goes good as far as that goes, and they don't have to call you too many times for, consultations or whatever. But anyway, I'm glad that you're getting things to where you can wind down a little bit. That always seems to help a bunch as far as I'm concerned.
Well, are you still enjoying it? I'm hearing you're staying busy as ever. Are you still enjoying doing it for yourself instead of for somebody else?
I am. No doubt in my mind about that. I went out and worked in the garden yesterday. The tomatoes were ready and the green beans were ready. And I was going to let it wait till today. And I said, well, you know, I better not wait. Sure as I do, then something will happen and the rains will come in and then I'll be in a world of hurt. So I went out and worked in the garden yesterday and got whole bunch of tomatoes and green beans and that sort of thing. And Joy put up 18 pints of tomatoes yesterday. And she'd already put up some green beans. So AK and Teresa wanted some tomatoes and green beans, so I carried them a 5-gallon bucket of tomatoes and a 5-gallon bucket of green beans. And then, lo and behold, Teresa called me this morning, and AK and broke his hip, and he was supposed to have surgery. I don't even know what hospital he's in, but the EMS picked him up and took care of him about 2 o'clock this morning, so that's all I know about that. Yeah.
K4VWA, how y'all doing?
Hey, Steve. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess we won't hear him checking into the Mets for a while. Sorry, but I'm glad he was able to get EMS over there quickly and get him off to the hospital. That's good. Hopefully, they'll take care of him pretty quick. Hey, Steve.
Morning. I heard you in there talking, and how does it feel to be that semi-qualified old fart there, Dave?
I'm adapting. How is it the Borg? I'm being assimilated into retirement, I think. I'm liking it, though.
I had time to go to work there, Steve. But unfortunately, I've arrived here at the radiator shop. I got to jump out and run inside and see if I can find me a radiator. And I'll be back in a few minutes. Y'all have a good afternoon. Good hearing you in there, Steve. And you and Dave will keep talking. I'll be back to you. Okay. KN4BWA.
All right, Gary, talk to you in a little bit, W4DJW. Go ahead, Steve. I was looking for you a minute ago.
Yeah, I just finished up a job. Oh, wow. Now, that's 3 letters. That's pretty close to 4 letters, but it's not quite. So, anyhow, I had a little job I had to do down in Greenville off of Pelham Road, and I'm headed for another one in Malden. So, I'm hoping I'm going to be home at a reasonable time this evening. Out being an industrious capitalist. Yeah, so you're still hauling stuff away and thinning out, huh?
Yeah, we went, while the race was going on, we went over some more stuff yesterday. And I think I've got loaded up in the truck the last load, or the next to the last load that's going to the dump, and then there's another load that has to go to Goodwill. And then there's some stuff that has to go in the attic. But I told her before that stuff goes in the attic, some of the stuff that's in the attic is coming down and going to the dump. So anyway, we're making progress doing that. I didn't make it to the airfield at all. You think it's going to start raining at 11 and not finish raining all day long? And so I had other plans and didn't get to go out there at all yesterday. Did you?
I did ride by Foothills and check that out, and it really wasn't bad as far as the condition of the entrance, but I'm just curious, have you got a key to get in the gate?
The key is in a lockbox that's got a combination on it, so when you get your card, the combination's on the back of your card, so you plug in the combination, you open it up, and there's a key in there, and you grab the key out of there, and you go unlock the lock with the key. And then you put the key back in the lockbox, and you lock it back up and spin the combination. And that's the way that works.
Aha, okay. Well, Well, I did not see a lockbox over there. So now I know how they do that. Something that I did notice, Sunday afternoon, Sue and I just took a nice leisurely ride, went out and got some groceries and did a few things, and on the way back, I told her, there's nothing on Wade Hampton Boulevard that I want to see. So we took the northern route back up through, the touristy way to get back out the country. And I took her by foothills, by the field, and there was virtually no wind. And then we went on up to Campobello to see the field up there, and there was Tommy was out there cutting grass, and it was blowing at least 4 to 5. So there's just something about that Campobello sitting there on top of that field. It gets a lot more breeze coming across that rise than I noticed down in foothills. So I'm really kind of looking forward to trying foothills out, because if it really pans out, then, nice place to fly, then hey, I'm going to like it. The only problem is when I dump one over there across the fence, am I going to get chased by the bull?
The bulls do come up and moo at you every once in a while you're standing there, because they're kind of curious to what you're doing. So they do come, they walk up there. They're not afraid of you at all. But, as long as you don't go in there, I don't think they'll have a problem. And even if you went in there, they'd probably just want you to scratch them behind the ear or something like that. I don't think they'd chase you down or stampede you or anything like that. I mean, if you had to, if your airplane crashed and you had to go on the other, I have never crashed over there, so I don't know what people do. But I've never seen them as an issue. And I think the wind, I think they've built that runway on the prevailing winds, because I've never been there when we had a really strong crosswind. Whereas I don't think Campobello was built that way, because more often than not on Campobello, more often than not, it's a 90-degree crosswind, right? There's not many, I don't recall ever being up there where the wind was going up and down the runway. Foothills, it's always going up and down the runway, one direction or the other. I've never had a crosswind there.
$5, see Steve ride that bull.
Gang steers or another, but never ever trust a fully equipped bull.
Garcia, yeah. I'd still pay $5 see you climb on his back.
Yeah, well, it's going to give you a long time to gather a crowd, Bo, because it ain't going to happen. Well, listen, guys, I've just destinated, and they got a funny word there, Dave, destinated. I'm over here at the clock on Wade Hampton. Come on over and join me. We'll get a hamburger steak. So, hey, Dave, I need to get with you a little bit later on that, and we need to go check it out, but I can't do it today. So, K-4
BWA,
I'll be clear. Y'all carry on.
All right, Steve. Take care. Good talking to you. Maybe we'll get to go sometime after Fred comes through here and leaves. And, Russell, I got my opto-isolators in today. They look good.
Well, I think you'll be happy with them. Mine's been working really good thus far. I hadn't had any problems out of it. And I hate to do it, but I have destinated over here. I'm going to go play in the sheetrock mud a little bit more. And hopefully get that done before the rain settles in this afternoon. And then I can go home, sit on the porch, and have a cold beverage and watch the rain fall. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final day.
All right, well, that's a good pause for me to go get some lunch. I'm going to have to adapt from a California lunch hour, 3 o'clock our time, to a East Coast lunch hour, noon or 1 or something like that. So I think I'll go fix lunch early today. You guys take care. Good talking to you. W4DJW Clear.